This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about who are these protesters? Who are they? I want to tell you who they are. They are the children that the government raised up in the public school systems. That's who they are. They are the children that the government raised up in the public school system that are now being used for their communist agenda. This is what happens when you allow illegal activity to take place in your government. Okay? Let me say it again. I'll ask you the question. Who are these protesters? Black, yellow, tan, purple, green? It doesn't matter, friends. Acts 17:26. They are the children that the government raised up in the public school system now being used for their communist agenda. Again, this is what happens when the American people send their kids to public schools. And I want to tell you something, friends. We were warned about this from students long ago after September 11th, 1999, friends, from a girl named Marcy Grove. Or Musgrave, I'm sorry, who had warned the adults that you haven't seen anything yet. She's exactly right. Folks, the high schools in this country are the greatest mission fields in this country. How is it that you put your weight into churches that are impotent here to send missionaries to third world countries or to send them overseas to preach the gospel that they fail to preach here? I mean, it's insanity. The greatest mission field that we have in this country are public schools, our children. Isn't it interesting how the church is so willing to help other people in other countries that don't know the difference for the most part? That's the only way they get away with it. But they won't help their own children in their own backyard. I mean, this is again, craziness. It really is. Folks, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to cover a couple issues before we get to that. If you'd like to watch us online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you want to book us, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. But going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, just go to the right side of the page. You'll see YouTube. On that page, you'll find 15 articles, 13 to 15 articles every day, okay, posted combating the lies through the CIA propagandists. When you click onto the right side of the page, you'll see YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Go over there on the front page, click it on, and join us on live chat. If you're listening to us in one of 127 cities in the United States of America now, thanks to our affiliates, Guy. You can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want you to be aware of what's going on in the country, okay? What's going on in the country right now is forced compliance through a virus that they cannot prove. Okay? You're confused because you're getting it from people that don't understand what they're selling to you. And they're selling you a virus that they cannot prove. One of the things and one of the issues that people are dealing with across the country are now, through forced compliance, making you wear masks. Masks. Okay? And I want to tell you something, friends. People see right through this, but I also want to tell you this. We understand now that if you go through the airport, they're forcing people to wear masks in the airport. Well, I'm not wearing no mask. Well, they're telling you that you're not going to fly then. Did you know that this is against OSHA? This is against the law. Because it limits the oxygen to your lungs and your brain by wearing a mask. But that should come as no surprise due to the fact that the American people have already bowed to the TSA through a violation of the Fourth Amendment after September 11th. See how this incrementally takes place, friends? They're completely, friends, outside of their scope of authority. They're acting unconstitutionally, and they're pushing the envelope through dictatorial totalitarian methods. Now they're making you wear masks when the TSA is already in violation of the Fourth Amendment. See what happens when you just let it go? Oh, my goodness. Could I go there right now? I wrote a couple articles this morning, friends. And one of them we're going to cover. And then the other one was just this. My goodness. The American church represented a defeated God. Let me say it again. The American church representing a defeated God, a God of their own making, not the God of the Bible. The church is now parroting the narrative through those that are deceiving. Well, there's not going to be a new norm. This is the new norm for us. Nope. I'll tell you what. You know nothing of what Scripture states. You know nothing of what it took to get the freedoms in which you enjoy today. And you surely don't understand that it's your duty now to fight the good fight of faith and preserving it for your children. That's how much you love your kids, is you're unwilling to actually stand up and fight for your God-given rights. That's the truth, okay? But I just wrote that this morning. The American church represented a defeated God, parroting the talking points of the lying media. Folks, it's a God of their own making, and it's not the God of the Bible. We'll probably get to that tomorrow. But I want to get back to the mask. This is against the law, OSHA. Matter of fact, we have a journalist who blasts California bureaucrats for COVID tyranny. He said, can you people do basic math? Here, as a matter of fact, I'll let you hear it. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Thank you. Next up is John Ziegler, and then Deborah Baber will be in after.
This is in California. He's coming.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now all of a sudden we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue.
Damn! Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back. I'm going to play this for you again. We're coming up against the hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come back to the journalist blasting the Californian bureaucrats for COVID-19. And he asked the question to them, can you people do the mask or the math? But he's calling them out for who they are. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just teed up a journalist who blasts California bureaucrats for COVID-19 tyranny. He's denouncing the masks. He's talking about how we had no need for them, but all of a sudden we need them. He's discrediting the powers that be that are basically spewing out and promulgating the lying deceptions concerning coronavirus by saying that you now have to wear a mask. And I want you to hear it again. So, Judah, go ahead and replay that, please.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now, all of a sudden, we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue. Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them. And Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now are panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where
listen,
we are on
listen,
this?
Friends, it gets better.
This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, but we've had 43 deaths have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually. In this life or the next.
Amen.
You all better hope there is no hell. Because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, folks. He's got it right. He addressed his city council. They work for him. America, you've taken on the wrong role. You've got it upside down. They dictate. They tell you what to do. They don't have the lawful authority to do so. So why are you? Why are you? Good for this guy. I had one guy comment and said, man, I almost stood up and saluted this cat. It was great. That's right. Folks, it's for you to resist. Obedience to God is resistance to tyranny. That's the message our forefathers gave us. And now is the time. This is my reiterating point that I make on a daily basis. Today. Do all that you can do today. Don't procrastinate. It's the biggest robber of blessings, namely your freedoms. Right? Yes. That's where we're at today. Listen, yesterday, my friend Dr. John Diamond out of Pennsylvania, this guy's been in the military. This guy's been, this guy's got many hats. He used to be a former police officer. He's out in the state of Pennsylvania. He did a video yesterday, and I shared it for him, and he got about 11,500 shares. And I'm so pleased about it. And it shows us again, it's a gauge, it's a way to test the people as to what the people are awake to. Okay? He did a video. It's called Face Mask Violates Federal OSHA Law. And I want you to hear this because it's that important. They are, by mandating that you wear a mask, violating law. So are you going to submit to tyranny or are you going to stand up against it? That's up to you. I can't do it for you.
Hey friends, Dr. John Diamond here. I'm a former OSHA certified combined entry specialist instructor with American Electric Power in Columbus, Ohio. I just want to let everybody know who's living in a state that a governor is requiring them to wear a mask, that this is a violation of OSHA law, and that neither your governor nor your employer has the authority under OSHA law to require you to endanger your health by wearing a mask. Let's look at the OSHA website.
If you go to OSHA's official website, United States Department of Labor, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and you look up standard number 1910-134, what you're going to see very clearly is it says that paragraph D23,
listen carefully,
of the Respiratory Protection Standard considers any atmosphere with an oxygen level below 19.5% to be oxygen deficient and immediately dangerous to life or health. To ensure that employees have a reliable source of oxygen with a content of at least 19.5%, two different paragraphs of the Respiratory Protection Standard require employers working under oxygen-deficient conditions to provide their employees with a self-contained breathing apparatus or a combination full-face piece, pressure demand, supplied air respirator with auxiliary self-contained air supply. Then it says, in the preamble of the final Respiratory Protection Standard, OSHA discussed extensively its rationale for requiring that employees breathe air consisting of at least 19.5% oxygen.
Kenny Larson demonstrates for us what...
So you see what's going on here, friends. It's being mandated, but yet it violates OSHA law. So this is the nail that I keep pounding on. This is what I keep coming back to. I keep coming back to the Word of God. I keep coming back to the U.S. Constitution. Where does it, in the Word of God, tell us that we're to bow to those that act outside of the scope of God's authority? I can't find it, but it does share with us, and it does show us, as we peruse the U.S. Constitution, as to what we're supposed to do with people that act in such a fashion, outside of good behavior, Article 2, Section 4. Okay? Where does it tell us, friends? Where does it tell us in the U.S. Constitution that they have authority to slap a mask on us, and if we don't do it, then this is what's going to happen to us? I can't find that. But I can tell you what John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond just said, friends. It's It's in violation of OSHA law. It's not good for your physical being. And I could probably get an RN, or I could get a doctor, or I could get someone that knows a lot more about this, friends, than just my little common sense that I have in my head to understand that if you have a mask on, it's harder to breathe with a mask on than it is without a mask on. Case in point, I talked to one of my friends. He's a captain of an airlines. He's actually a captain where he trains other pilots. He's a great guy. He's my big brother. And I'd asked him what's going on in the airports, you know, what's going on in the airlines. And he said, well, they're starting to make them wear masks. He said, I am not wearing masks. He said, people that are walking from to fro, A to B, to get on the airplane, he said many of these people are even passing out. How come we're not hearing about that, friends? But again, it all comes back to, let's cut to the chase, go back to your said representatives that are coming behind this and forcing compliance to something that is unconstitutional. So, if you're actually caught without a mask on where they mandate a mask, what are they going to do to you? There's no law that the person has violated. But I can, on the other hand, say this. Your said representatives have already violated the law by mandating it. So I lay the question to your candor. What is it that you're going to do to your said representatives? Because, friends, we're beginning to see these people, like in California, like in Washington State, I believe it is, where they're mandating that you wear masks. Washington State Governor on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com said that unlawfully, listen carefully, makes not wearing a mask a misdemeanor crime. Folks, they're creating this out of thin air. And it's the same thing. Going back to the airports, friends, where they're wanting to, or they're mandating, I'm sorry, they're requiring that you wear masks. Look at the wordplay, friends. It's requiring. It's not law. But what happens if you were to go through to the airport and you were to go through the security point and you said to the TSA, no, I'm not going to the scanner, and no, you're not going to wand me because it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Friends, the law is on our side with both of these issues. And again, look at what they're doing incrementally, because you let them get away with it the first time, they're going to come behind it and they're going to do it a second time. They're so emboldened, some of these states are now, that we see in Washington State where the governor is coming in unlawfully and said to not wear a mask is a misdemeanor crime. He is full of hogwash, friends. He has no law that stands behind him. He can't even call that policy, friends, because this is coming from thin air in which he is creating these said policies, again, which at the end of the day are set to undermine the U.S. Constitution, which means they're eradicating, they're etching away, friends. They're attacking constitutional law in this country for the very purpose of what? Bringing in a new system of government. Either it's going to be God's Ten Commandments and his moral law, or it's going to be man's 10,000 policies and his immoral policies. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, then let's get back to God's Ten Commandments. That's how we clean house. It's either God's government or corrupt man's government. Which one do you pick? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to be right back on the other side.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is acknowledging coronavirus spikes in a number of states. During a White House coronavirus task force briefing at the Department of Health and Human Services, Pence says the efforts to combat the virus slowed the spread, flattened the curve, and saved lives.
We have made truly remarkable progress in moving our nation forward. We've all seen the encouraging news as we open up America again. More than 3 million jobs created in the last job report. Retail sales are rolling.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden telling a Pittsburgh TV station that if he were president, he'd enact an executive order forcing Americans to wear masks to fight back against the spread of coronavirus. Biden saying he would do everything possible to make it required for people to wear masks in public. This is USA Radio News. A report indicates there have been several recent cases of provocative actions by Chinese military planes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Taiwanese media report claims Chinese military aircraft flew dangerously close to a U.S. plane and a refueling aircraft that was providing it with fuel at the time near Taiwanese airspace. It happened on Wednesday, and the report says that the Chinese plane approached in a manner that could have been interpreted as a possible provocation. The report follows Taiwan saying that Chinese military airplanes had flown in its air defense zone six times in a single week and at least eight times since June. A Taiwanese security analyst says it's clear that China is asserting itself before the United States.
And universities Oregon and Oregon State have banned the term civil war to refer to their sports rivalry because of the connection to slavery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let's just shoot from the hip for a moment before we get to our topic here. Okay, so you have your options for the presidency of the United States of America. They do this every single cycle. They take one person that America hates, the powers that are tolerated, all the well know as to the candidates that you hate. You know they're criminals. Joe Biden's filled with treason. Oh, by the way, along with his son, did you see just this morning, too, LifeSite News reported Trump accuses Obama of treason for spying on his 2016 presidential campaign? What has Donald Trump done? Absolutely nothing. Treason, Article 3, Section 3. Folks, our forefathers hung these people. And this administration that wants to make America great again, or so you would believe, has done absolutely nothing in 5 years to prosecute a one that he promised that he would prosecute. Where is the rule of law, Donald Trump? Where is the rule of law? But I will tell you what we see over and over again from this administration is just the exact opposite. Just exactly the opposite. Matter of fact, let me just make this point with us, and I'll go back to the point that I was just making. Did you see this morning that Donald Trump said that he'd love to appoint top LGBT activists to high levels in his administration? This is LifeSite News. This is brand new today. Isn't it interesting? We just found out this last week that Black Lives Matter, it's led by lesbians. It's headed up by a bunch of lesbians that will take orders from the powers that are tolerated by the American people. So, what happened just a week and a half ago through this appointed conservative judge by Neil Gorsuch? What did they? He wrote an opinion in favor of what? You can't fire lesbians or homosexuals or transgenders? Really? Boy, oh boy, friends, have they left off reference to God's moral law. I mean, did they forget about Moses right behind their heads? Did they forget that they start and adjourn in court with a preacher where they end God Save America? Have they lost sight in the fact that they swore with their hand in the Bible to uphold the laws, the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution? America, if you want to stay ignorant, this is what's going to continuously happen. And we're going to talk about that in just one moment. You just heard Joe Biden say everything Trump supporters want to hear. Joe Biden said that he would make everybody wear a mask. Look at the resistance going on in the country concerning the forced compliance of wearing a mask. Why would he say that? Because he's driving support to Donald Trump's administration. They're the only two you have. Barack Hussein Obama had none other than Hillary Clinton. Nobody likes her. They want her in prison. Seen it all over the country. Same thing with Donald Trump. They put up Hillary Clinton. America wants her in jail, at least, right? And I can go back, and I can go back. They always put them up against the person that the people hate the most. And they say, these are your two options. Nope, they're driving support to their candidates, friends. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Folks, I looked up today. I have been telling you for 6 months now, there's over 200 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. I wanted to get a refresher course, and you know what I found? I found, friends, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. I really honestly hope that you're sitting down. Do you know how many presidential candidates there are right now? You ready for this? Over 1,100 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. Over 1,100 other presidential candidates. I got a question for you. How controlled is the media? How many other candidates have you heard of outside of Joe Biden and Donald Trump? I rest my case. I rest my case. Over 1,100 other candidates, and you heard about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. How controlled is that system? America, either you're going to break out of the box, or you're just going to subject yourself for another round as more judgments rain down upon a disobedient people, because that's what it is. Leviticus 26:15, read to the end of the chapter. Deuteronomy 28:15 to the end of the chapter 68. Okay? Just wanted to make clear everybody understood as to where things are at today. Oh my gosh. I'll be writing about that in the up and coming days. BLM, all these protesters. Oh my goodness. My goodness, friends. You know, isn't it interesting how the mainstream media continuously blows up the strength of such a small number in this country? And they take those pictures and throw them out there and show all of the protests going on. And they don't realize, the American people don't, that it's a tight shot. And, you know, I'll furnish the picture, or I'll furnish the war, you just furnish the pictures, right? Whoa, they still haven't learned that yet, right? But look at all of these protesters. They're black, they're white, they're yellow, they're tan. Again, it doesn't matter. I just want to make the point today as to who are these protesters. I want to tell you who they are. Again, they're the children that the government has raised up in the public school system, now being used for their communist agenda. Your kids, right? Wasn't it Vladimir Lenin that said, give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted? Well, he's incorrect in his statement, but I get his point. Carnally, he's right, but spiritually, he's not. Okay? Again, carnally, he's right, but spiritually, he's not. Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, said, give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. It's interesting to see what's unfolding in front of our faces today, isn't it? It is. Here we have the younger people rising up in opposition to the face of the older. Whoa, that sounds like history. Scripture tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. I mean, how could it be otherwise? After all, wisdom is justified by her children. Who raised up those children? Get it? Luke 7:35. It's the adults that complain about the school system in America today, and yet they then send their children to be illegally indoctrinated through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. They're being subjected to everything and, again, protected from nothing, friends. It is the adults that complain about the colleges in America, and yet their children are advised to go to communist institutions all the while they are then indebted to support it. Think about what I'm telling you, okay? It's the same responsible party, the adults, the parents, that complain to their children about Hollywood. They complain about television and the such. And somehow or another, expect to raise up children to then do the opposite of what it is that they have been taught to do? Folks, that's reckless. That's dereliction of duty on their part concerning the parents raising up their children. Really? If I sow an apple seed into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own type, its own kind. Okay? I can't sow an apple seed and expect an orange tree to come up. No, I can't do that. No more than I can take an orange seed and plant it into the soil of the ground and expect an apple tree to be raised up. But apparently, parents across the country think that they're going to throw their kids into the public school, the cesspool of indoctrination, international baccalaureate, no child left unindoctrinated, which is communism, Common Core. The list goes on, friends. Now Common Core under Betsy DeVos, the list goes on and it goes on and it goes on. This all happened, by the way, under Betsy DeVos, lining up our curriculums with the UN's agenda under Donald Trump. Wanted to make sure you understood that. That's a fact. Okay? But folks, let me say this. To expect to raise up a harvest or a crop opposite of what I sown in the spring, in parallel to my children, and expecting a good crop, and that's all I've done is subjected my kids to bad seed, is, again, it's absurd. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life, or life everlasting. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Okay? So what we're seeing today is a mere reflection of training given to them by their parents, period. How many times I've had to deal with this, friends? John Wesley, the great field preacher from England, said, "What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace." That's exactly right. That's exactly right. What one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. So let's go back to these protesters. The protesters are the very ones that were handed off to the public school for 18 years of their lives that are now in many cases being used by the same government that the parents handed them off to. Okay, the looters and the rioters, and I'm not talking about peaceful protesters, lawful protesters. I'm talking about those that are violating the law. Oh my goodness, have you seen these videos, friends, where these Antifa members are going into small towns and they're getting their butts handed to them? Or they're standing outside on the highways with armed resistance from the sheriffs and the locals? It's not faring well with those that want to go into these small towns in any sense of the word. I've just seen a video this morning of another guy, a couple Antifa members, ran after this one guy and he turns around and he shoots them both. Well, what do you expect's going to happen? Okay? What do you expect's going to happen? And instead of fighting each other, let's figure out, friends, again, we continuously highlight this, let's deal with the people that are creating the domestic insurrection. I mean, folks, I see memes all day long about people making fun of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party and how stupid they are, yet the fact of the matter is they're in office and they're laughing at you because you're subject to it. The joke's on you. It's not on them. You tolerate them, they're going to do whatever you let them get away with, and it's what they're doing today. But again, who are these protesters? They're the very ones that have been handed off to the public school for 18 years of their lives. They're being used by the same government as subversive looters and rioters pushing forth a communist agenda. In fact, to overthrow their parents themselves. If you know nothing about history, friends, it's time you open your ears and open your eyes to history, because it's being replayed right in front of our faces today on the streets of America. Going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
See what they're doing. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. I want to get this out, this shout out one more time. I just checked this during the break, okay? As of June 22nd, 2020... okay, that was just 4 days ago. There are 1,104 presidential candidates who have filed to run. You heard me correctly. And how many of you heard from? We got Lynn calling from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Lynn, if you could do me a favor before I open up the mic, please consider. I have this letter from a young person named Marcy Musgrave. I want to share with the people before the end of the show because we are on the final segment. But thank you very much for calling in. What say you, ma'am?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Bradley. I just wanted to chime in a little bit about the education demise that we're seeing. Through the Every Student Succeeds Act, which was signed into law by President Obama, which violates the Constitution and so many other federal laws, we saw an extension of what started about 40 years ago. And when I published my article today holding Trump accountable for his part in the demise of this education, which by default brings in Betsy DeVos, we could see that, you know, there's been a pattern, and it's been administration after administration has helped this. So if you look at when the UN actually entered America's Education. It was back in the 60s, I believe it was, and I was able to trace it back to Minnesota, who was one of the first places that it was landed, and then it has just infiltrated our entire system through our communities. We're even seeing our churches align with some of this garbage about the Sustainable Development Goals. That's been used as a change agent, and DeVos and Trump have done more to speed up the demise of the socialistic crap that we're seeing in our societies than any other administration, but they are not the only administration that is accountable. Now, when I put that out today, I got hit by a lot of the Trump trainers about, oh, you know, you're just a traitor, you don't know what you're talking about, and I'm like, you know what, the corruption was there before I ever was born. I'm calling out the corruption because that's what I need to do. Charlotte Iserbeit, bless her heart, she came behind me and backed me up. She gave me, and I've already shared it on the link in the live chat, a YouTube that she and her son did about the Bolshevik indoctrination and the civil unrest that was planted in the U.S. in the 40s that has now come to total fruition through what we're seeing today. She gave page numbers for her Dumbing Down book. I think it's 33, 44, and 47. You can also find these references. I just wanted to give that information to the people.
You got your own radio show, Lynn, because you are good, ma'am. All right. What is it? What is it, Lynn?
Okay, you can find me on Roku, on Amazon, or, I can't remember the other one. It's the Common Core Diva channel. Breaking News Journal is the network that has me, and I have my own channel there. Then I appear with Tim Brown on the Sons of Liberty every Wednesday without fail.
Awesome.
That's at 6 a.m., and you can find my blog, commoncorediva.com. I'm on Twitter as well, and I've just scheduled, because of this particular article, Holding Trump Accountable, and boy, did I lay it out. It was a scathing one. I'm getting to interview with the New American Magazine on Wednesday, July the 1st, about this.
Amen. I totally appreciate it, Lynn. And you know what? We're going to do our best to get you up in the next week or two here on our show as well. You are fantastic. Okay. I love it. Thank you for the information. And again, thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate
it. All right, Bradley.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. You hang in there, brother. Okay.
Yes. Folks, okay, so let's get to this because this is what I want to get to. Thank you for the call from Lynn. I love it. I totally love it. After the Columbine school shootings in April of 1999, we went into public schools. We've done 364 on a nationwide basis. We wanted to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem, because, again, we've seen the young people being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. 20 years later, a young girl named Marcy Musgrave, she gave a warning right after Columbine. And I want you to hear this warning letter from this up-and-coming over 20 years ago. And by the way, this young person and her letter was published, and she was completely ignored by the older generation. So I want you to understand why we are where we're at today, okay? The following letter is from college student Marcy Musgrave in the editorial section of the Dallas Morning News on Sunday, May 2nd of 1999. Listen carefully. This is coming from a young person 20 years ago after Columbine. Generation Next has some questions, and she said, I'm a member of the up-and-coming generation, the one after Generation X that has yet to be given a name. So far, it appears that most people are rallying behind the idea of calling us Generation Next. I believe I know why. The older generations are hoping that we will mindlessly assume our place as the next in line. That way, they won't have to explain why my generation has had to experience so much pain and heartache. What heartache, you say? Don't you know you have grown up in a time of great prosperity? Yeah, we know that. Believe me, it's been drilled into our heads since our birth. Unfortunately, the pain and hurt I speak of can't be reconciled with money. You have tried for years to buy us happiness, but it is only temporary. Money isn't the answer, said Marcy, and it's time for people to begin admitting their guilt for failing my generation. I will admit that I wasn't planning to write this. I was going to tuck it away in some corner of my mind and fall victim to your whole next mentality. But after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. Let me tell you this, said Marcy. These questions don't represent only me, but a whole generation that is struggling to grow up and make sense of this world. she goes on. We all have questions. We want explanations. People may label us Generation Next, but we are more appropriately Generation Y. Marcy goes on, why did most of you lie when you made the vow of till death do us part? Why do you fool yourselves into believing that divorce really is better for the kids in the long run? Why do so many of you divorced parents spend more time with your new boyfriend or girlfriend than with your own children? Why did you ever fall victim to the notion that kids are just as well off being raised by a complete stranger at a daycare center than by their own mother or father? Why do you look down on parents who decide to quit work and stay home to raise their children? Why does the television do most of the talking at family meals? Why is work more important than your own family? Why is money regarded as more important than relationships? By the way, I'm a part of this generation. Why is quality time generally no longer than a 5 to 10 minute conversation each day? Why do you try to make up for the lack of time you spend with us by giving us more and more material objects that we really don't need? Why does your work in the form of a cell phone, laptop, or a computer, etc., always come with us on vacations? Why have you neglected to teach us values and morals? Why haven't you lived moral lives that we can model our own after? Why isn't religion one of the most important words in our household? Why do you play God when it comes to abortion? Asked this young girl about the older generation. Why don't you have enough faith in us to teach us abstinence rather than safe sex? Why do you allow us to watch violent movies but expect us to maintain some type of childlike innocence? Why do you allow us to spend unlimited amounts of time on the internet but are still shocked about our knowledge of how to build bombs? Why are you so afraid to tell us no sometimes? Why is it so hard for you to realize that the school shootings and other violent juvenile behavior results from a lack of your attention more than anything else? Call us Generation Next, said Marcy, if you want to, but I think you're going to be surprised as to how we fail to fit into your next little category. These questions should and will be asked of the generations that have failed us. Again, this is written by Marcy Musgrave, a junior at Texas A&M University. I don't want to say it's time to take responsibility, but I can tell you I was raised up under exactly the same circumstances. And boy, oh boy, I can feel it just reading her letter. And I'll tell you what, when you're a part of it and you're subject to it, you know what it's like to be there and you never want to go there again. So through reformation before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and godly repentance by the Holy Ghost, 2 Corinthians 7:10, you want to do everything on the behalf of your kids and your generation that the older generation left off. Believe me. Believe me. That's a part of all of this. Because we're called to be the repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. Folks, the younger generation has had a very hard upbringing for the most part. And I'm talking about inner city kids, welfare kids. Read Isaiah 54, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And the fact of the matter is they don't need to be dumped on anymore. So it's time for us to take responsibility. And that's my message once again today, is responsibility, responsibility, responsibility. America's sins are finding them out, no question about it. But it's time for us to understand that grace, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.